40.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Crews are working hard to restore power in Kentucky after deadly storms there on Friday. Five are dead. Tens of thousands are still in the dark. WLKY-TV reporter Jamie Mays is in Louisville.
Trees and power lines are down throughout parts of the state, and neighbors here in the metro say they spent much of the day cleaning up.
I was shook a little bit from the tree crashing to having both of us in the bathroom and trying to get us out. It all happened too fast.
As crews work around the clock to clear up the damage, neighbors say they are waiting patiently for power to be restored.
Another Norfolk Southern train derails in Ohio. Officials say this one was not carrying hazardous materials and no one was hurt. About 28 cars went off the tracks in Springfield this weekend. Craig Barner is the railroad's general manager of operations.
There was a couple liquid propane cars on there and a couple ethanol cars. The rest of the train was made up of mixed freight.
Crews are still cleaning up contaminated soil from the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, a month ago on the other side of the state. Possible home invasion in the Chicago suburbs leads to the deaths of three people, including a child. WBBM-TV's Andrew Ramos is in Bolingbrook, Illinois, about 30 miles south of Chicago.
Officers arrived just after 8:15. They responded to the home where they found three adults and one child shot. We can confirm at this time that three of those victims, described as a man, a woman, and a child, have died from their injuries. A woman appears to be the only survivor.
The FBI in Texas is asking for help finding four Americans who disappeared when they drove into Mexico. Authorities say gunmen fired on their white minivan with North Carolina plates. They then forced the passengers into another vehicle and drove off. The FBI is offering $50,000 to get the Americans back and arrest the kidnappers. President Biden spent part of Sunday in Selma, Alabama.
Selma is a reckoning. The right to vote, to have your vote counted, is the threshold of democracy and liberty.
Mr. Biden marked 58 years since sheriff's deputies and state troopers beat peaceful civil rights protesters on the Edmund Pettus Bridge on what's known as Bloody Sunday. It's a proud night here at CBS News Radio. One of our own, producer and writer Gail Lee, has taken home another Writers Guild Award. Gail won for a radio audio news script, regularly scheduled, bulletin or breaking report for her submission, Hail and Farewell, Saluting Five Who Made a Difference. Congratulations. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free. Including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids chewables provide fast relief for common stomach issues, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids chewables. Fast relief for little tummies. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, March 6th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the Courthouse, Room 114, and the Residential Options Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in Room 115. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. at City Hall. In Portage County, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3 p.m. in Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 p.m. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6 p.m. in the Community Room. The Village of Whiting Plan Commission begins at 5 p.m. In Adams County, the Opioid Educational Opportunity will take place from 9 a.m. to noon at the Community Center. The Workplace Safety Meeting will be from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Courthouse. The Adams City Council Meeting will take place from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 6 a.m. this morning. Snow likely overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 32. Easterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation 36. 23 tomorrow night, cloudy. 4 to 8 inches of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 33.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We've all experienced it. The way the left operates, you know, if you don't agree with them, they're gonna come after you. They're gonna call you a fascist or racist. They're not gonna let you. That's the cancel culture mob, and that's we've all had to live through some of the crazy things the left does. But that's the most important thing.
All right, Jim Jordan. All right. How's your how are your whistleblowers doing? Everything good?
The brother was the whole time he got punched in the.
That would be the opening act for CPAC. Slappy Matt introduced. Alleged sexual assaulter introduced the alleged cover-upper of sexual assault, right. Jim Jordan,
right.
Who was talking about the left something, silencing something. Okay, yes. This would be the Rolling Stone piece about Jim Jordan's disastrous search for a deep state whistleblower.
I bet Jim Jordan's wishing he could silence these guys' Twitter handles.
Yes, I wish. He wishes they had less of a First Amendment. Wow. So it turns out what they have, the dozens of whistleblowers he talked about, turns out so far to be three cranks that were either suspended by the FBI but are complete nutcases. George Hill, that'd be one of them, former FBI, admitted he had little or no firsthand knowledge of alleged deep state scandals. Instead, he brought baggage of his own, a history of inflammatory commentary on social media. There was a tweet in which he said Nancy Pelosi had blood on her hands. Oh, and then this was the one. He wrote, cancer go faster, in response to a tweet from Representative Lauren Boebert claiming that President Biden had been diagnosed with cancer. That was obviously false, but...
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. Hill repeatedly declined to respond to questions and cited his First Amendment rights. He'd later go on a conservative talk show to accuse Democrats of trying to paint him as a right-wing nut job because they couldn't handle his message. I'm sorry. He went on a talk show to talk about how they were squelching his First Amendment. Okay. Jim Jordan opened his first hearing vowing that he'd heard from dozens and dozens. Oh, I forgot about that. Not just a dozen. Dozens and dozens.
At least 24.
Of whistleblowers. Yes.
At least 24.
Yeah.
Whistleblowers about something. Blah, blah.
Whatever.
Politicization. Justice Department. So there's these three cranks. That's who they brought. So this is the best they've got, I guess, these three. They have offered contradictory responses, maintained fringe and violent online presences that undermine their credibility, failed to demonstrate firsthand knowledge of alleged FBI wrongdoing. One Democrat described it as a dumpster fire. A Republican said it's been very much amateur hour, and if we put this stuff on live TV, it'll make us look like morons.
Do it!
Now a warning?
Put them on live TV.
Okay. Jordan and...
Now a warning?
As he concluded, as Jordan concluded his first weaponization hearing last month, Fox host Jesse Waters said, "I'm sick of these hearings. Make me feel better, guys. Tell me this is going somewhere. Can I throw someone in prison? Can someone go to jail? Can someone get fired?" One well-known conservative media host tells Rolling Stone, after the hearing, this person reached out to their contacts on the panel to express their baffled disappointment with the offerings. This source says their criticism amounted to scolding the committee, saying something like, "Come on, guys, you have to do better than that." Mm. That would be Fox News, who will famously parrot any lie.
Right. It's kind of hard for us to toe this line.
It benefits Trump
right
or Republicans, and they were like, "Give me a break with this, really."
I mean,
okay. I'm still absorbing the Lauren Boebert falsely tweeting that Biden had cancer, and then this FBI whistleblower writing "Go cancer." Okay. Brooklyn Dad says, "I don't care about President Biden's age. I don't care about his stutter. I care about his record. I care that he created 12 million jobs. I care that he fights for Social Security and Medicare. I care that he cares. If you ask me, Joe's still got it." And why am I wearing my MVP, Madam Vice President, t-shirt?
Could it be for that great editorial that Donna Brazile wrote in the New York
Times? Thank you. Give Kamala Harris credit that she is due. Thank you. I'm glad somebody is talking about the twin racism and sexism that she is experiencing, mm-hmm. the standard they are holding her to that is, impossibly beyond anyone else. Donna writes, "I believe the criticism of her is unrelated to her performance as vice president, fails to account for the role she plays in the White House. Biden has a keen understanding of the job he once held and has tasked Vice President Harris with major responsibilities. She's done an outstanding job, and her record in 2 years stands up to that of her predecessors. Has she solved every problem? No, but name me one vice president who has. The reality is Ms. Harris regularly traveled the country to meet with Americans, even as she cast the tie-breaking vote on key legislation to better the lives of the American people. She's met mostly in person with more than 100 world leaders to repair damage to our international relationships caused by Donald Trump. At the Munich Security Conference in February, she announced the Biden administration has formally concluded that Russia is guilty of crimes against humanity in its war against Ukraine and warned China not to assist Russia in its invasion. Through public-private partnerships, she has helped raise over $4.2 billion to address the root cause of migration from Central America. She has pushed for federal legislation to secure voting rights, worked to expand access to the child tax and earned income tax credits, is co-leader of the White House Task Force on Worker Organizing and Empowerment, and was an integral part of the White House's push to get America vaccinated against COVID, and is the chair of the National Space Council." Mm-hmm. That's funny. I don't hear any of that in the mainstream media,
no.
Do you?
Hmm.
I just hear Andrea Mitchell asking her on the liberal network, "Nobody likes you. What do you think about that? Nobody wants you. I'm reading right from the burn book."
Why do you think that was the end.
I was not done with my Andrea Mitchell impression. Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to, but why do you think that they like you? They don't like you. Why?
Okay, in that tentative, annoying voice. Okay.
Oh dear.
By the way, I should talk because I tweeted a picture, but Clyde literally fell asleep on my microphone as I was talking.
Uh-huh.
That is how scintillating this show is. My own dog fell asleep on my microphone while I was talking into it. Pardon me?
Let's put glasses on dogs.
That was Jody.
Oh.
I didn't do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Weird Tuesdays.
Just a couple other points. Harris has pushed for federal... Oh, I'm sorry. I did that one. Sorry. Ms. Harris has had more experience in elected office than several past presidents and vice presidents, a successful record beginning in 2004 as San Francisco District Attorney, California Attorney General, including 4 years as a U.S. Senator. By contrast, Presidents Trump, Eisenhower, Ulysses Grant, Herbert Hoover, Zachary Taylor never held elected office before becoming president. Many other presidents have had fewer years in elected office than Ms. Harris. For too many Americans, the idea that non-whites and women actually got their jobs because of qualifications, experience, and talents is hard to believe. Maybe that's because for most American history, white men were the only people considered for high-level jobs and what amounted to affirmative action for them. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
As the first woman, African-American, and Asian-American to serve as vice president, Ms. Harris has arguably faced greater and different types of scrutiny than previous vice presidents. The clothes and shoes she wears, the role of her husband, the way she sometimes laughs, her cooking skill, her staff turnover in her office have all drawn greater attention than her predecessors ever experienced. Thank you, mm-hmm. someone, for saying it.
Yeah.
It's the same as every time, you know, they say, oh, it's, you know, Pete Buttigieg was a diversity hire. Really? Like, you know, they just find ways to completely discount people's obvious intelligence and experience.
Tear them down.
Thank you.
Because they're afraid of them.
Yes, thank you. Donna finishes by saying, Vice President Harris stands on the steely, unbowed shoulders of black women like Willie Barrow and others who broke barriers before her. It shouldn't be so hard for a leader like Ms. Harris to be so visible in the office she holds to get some credit where credit is due. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Vice President. Let me move my lustrous hair so you can see it. Okay.
I'm still trying to decide if there should be an E on the end of Madam.
I don't know. I don't think so. Madam Vice President. Okay. All right. Glenn Kirshner with an attaboy for representative for our alpha liberal Swalwell. He said, after Swalwell exposes Matt Gaetz for having brought an alleged murderer into the House chamber in a failed attempt to own the libs, Representative Falwell then bluntly shared one unassailable truth. You can play your games and conduct your stunts. We are here to get done.
Yep.
That should be our tagline. I like working blue. Our friend Ted Lieu listened to Biden speak yesterday.
President Biden was fantastic last night, and he reminded us of the amazing work his administration and House Democrats did last term. We put people over politics and passed a series of transformative laws to help the American family, such as the infrastructure law.
Thank you. Went on to say, roads.
While Democrats are helping to rebuild roads, bridges, and highways, what are Republicans focused on? And here's the second thing. They spent enormous congressional resources to do a congressional hearing to complain about Twitter. So we're going to be talking about how we implement the amazing laws that Democrats pass and then drawing contrast with extreme MAGA Republicans who are focused on issues that the American people really don't care about right now.
And the mic drop at the end of the week, insulin. Ladies and gentlemen.
We just have to keep repeating to the American people what actually happened, which is that Democrats passed a law, the Inflation Reduction Act, that capped insulin at $35 for Medicare recipients. And now Eli Lilly, seeing this, has decided to follow suit under pressure from the Biden administration, and they're doing it for all recipients. And as a result, we're going to save the American people a lot of money who need to use insulin. It's something we have to keep repeating over and over again. But these folks are also going to see it in their monthly costs. They're going to see that their costs have been lowered, that they have to pay less for insulin now because of what Democrats and the Biden administration did.
Thank you.
Yep.
And you've got Republicans with the audacity, of course, to tweet about it like, oh, look at this is great. Like it happened by magic. Right. Right? And they all voted against it.
Yep.
Right, Karen, in Chicago?
That is 100% correct. And, you know, we have all of these wonderful alpha liberals out there that are messaging what they are doing in these hearings and handing the derrieres of Republicans to them is they are creating shareable content on social media. Mm-hmm. And so since the media is falling down on this job, it is up to all of us. So Steph Heads and MOOCs Assemble, we have to be the information warriors and share this stuff on our social media platforms.
Sexy liberals, sure assemble.
Yeah, I mean, because I hear people say, like, where are the Democrats? They're not saying this.
Pardon me. I misplaced my conch.
Thank you. No, but I mean, seriously, we have to be the ones to do it. Because,
yep.
I mean, there are people out there that are like, why aren't they saying these things? Why aren't, you know, we're watching all this happen. And I'm like, but they are.
Yep.
We have to be the ones to share it, right?
We are the ones we're waiting for. Thank you, Smoopy Bear.
Absolutely.
Little Smoo Bear. Tristan Snell, our friend, says George Santos is being investigated by the House Ethics Committee. Finally.
Mm-hmm.
Which at most will just censure him a slap on the wrist. George Santos is being investigated by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York, which will likely lead to a criminal indictment. That's what I'm talking about now.
Yep, that'll work.
So, bye-bye. Katara, what's his name? Katara Ravishai.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Calm the down, medicine. We need it, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we do.
When I start Veruca Salt and for Justice, I need my CBD. I'm telling you, CB Distillery, source we trust. Mm-hmm. Right, Tincture Twins?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right in that cocktail.
Oh, CBD cocktails that Travis posts on Instagram. Yum, 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 yum. You just like it straight up under the tongue. That's kind of a blanket statement for you, Chris, but you know what I'm talking about. Better sleep, less stress, more calm, pain relief, especially after physical exercise.
That makes absolutely no sense. What are you talking about?
Some people like it straight up under the tongue.
It makes no sense, and I don't care because you
I
know
don't
why?
Care.
I have CBD.
Yeah. Me too. I'm going to do a 50-mile bike ride tomorrow in wine country. What's wrong with me?
That's on you.
Okay. I'm bringing my CBD relief stick.
That's a you problem.
That is a you problem. It's not, though, because CBD distillery is my enabler, mm-hmm. right? Better focus, concentration, better energy. I'm telling you, CBD distillery has over 2 million satisfied customers that have said that they get help with all of that stuff from CBD. Let me get you on the right path with a 20% discount. Visit CBDistillery.com. Enter my first name, Stephanie, for your discount. No prescription required. CBDistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie for 20% off.
Come on, it's brilliant.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, going to bed at a decent hour didn't always mean I got enough sleep. Often I was either too hot, too cold, just not comfortable. That changed with my Cozy Earth bedding, the softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, so I sleep great in any weather, and I'm not alone, like this 5-star review from Lara. My husband and I are getting the best sleep we've ever had, to the point where we don't wake up in the middle of the night because we're so comfortable. I can't wait to buy more colors. Cozy Earth bedding is made from the finest materials, including premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in 5 awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you're going to love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Stephanie, save 35%. CozyEarth.com, promo code Stephanie. One more time, CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Stephanie.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage! Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout.
Fire at will, men!
Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Oh, on the Justice is Coming front, Alex Murdaugh. What's his name?
Murdaugh.
Murdaugh. Sounds like murder.
Yeah.
He's got sent to life in prison without the possibility of parole. I don't know. Rich white guy going to prison? We'll take it. You and I were saying, I didn't have any idea who he was till last week, and I watched for like 20 seconds. I'm like, guilty.
Yeah.
I didn't need a trial.
Just enough attention to know that EEI is guilty AF.
Is that really true? Fox News had OJ on to comment.
They did. Why?
Was he... Maybe the real killer is, I don't know, somewhere on the same golf course that OJ's still scouring to find. Okay. Yeah. Rich, I think it's a good sign, Travis, because he's somewhat orange. So maybe this is going to be a, you know, stretch of more rich orange men, white orange men.
Or soulless gingers going to jail.
Soulless gingers. Right. Exactly. Although Trump's, I don't know what. Well, Noel Castler explained it. That he's had a scalp reduction, and so it's actually bald on top, but it's like that he paints it the yellow color and then swirls it around like a
soft serve.
Yeah.
Does he paint
like
his...
a Dole Whip?
Yes.
He paints his face the color his hair used to be, though.
Right. Yeah. It's an orangish tint. Okay. Speaking of justice, Senator Whitehouse talking about dark money and SCOTUS yesterday.
So literally hundreds of millions of dollars that have flowed through the dark money operation that swirls around the court. It gets into some of the front groups in Leonard Leo's network that he hides behind and operates through. It describes how Leo and his associates have enriched themselves personally as they have helped a bunch of creepy right-wing billionaires capture the Supreme Court.
That guy also, by the way, stole a bunch of money. Murdaugh, is that his name? He also stole a bunch of people's money before killed his wife and son. Okay, just reviewing. Oh. Yes, but he's talking about Leonard Leo, right-wing leader of the Federalist Society. It's coming under scrutiny for the lavish use. They're all grifters.
Yep.
Lavish use of the organization's funds to live the high life. Leo's own personal wealth appeared to have ballooned as his fundraising prowess accelerated since his efforts to cement the Supreme Court's conservative majority helped to bring about its decision to overturn abortion rights. Most recently, he reaped $1.6 billion windfall from a single donor that is likely to be the biggest single political gift in U.S. history. He's often been called Trump's judge whisperer. Wow, this is why we find ourselves in the Handmaid's Tale today.
Yes.
By the way, Glenn Kirshner said that. He said, that they're skeptical of the student loan that was have been the headlines. Mm-hmm. He said, kind of like when the Supreme Court was skeptical of women's constitutional privacy rights, so they revoked them. And when the court was skeptical of limiting dark money in politics, what's next? Will SCOTUS be skeptical of the continued validity of Brown versus Board of Education? Nobody's been better than Senator Whitehouse at this. Yeah, Senator Whitehouse.
Leo is the agent for Justice Thomas's book. So if you were a billionaire who wanted to reward Justice Thomas for a bunch of decisions that you really liked, you now have the perfect interlocutor in the form of Leonard Leo to go buy warehousefuls of the book so that massive revenues, profits go to Justice Thomas.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badgers.
Badger Nation!
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Nakusa native Ken Day will be the new general manager of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball organization. Ken traveled the world during his 20-year military career and has extensive experience in the service and entertainment industry. His professional sports experience includes working with the San Diego Padres and the San Diego Chargers, and innumerable collegiate, community, and junior sporting events and programs. The assistant general manager will be Carter Hunter, and Tyler Miller will be the operations manager. There's a bill to increase penalties for rioting in Wisconsin. The bill's author is Republican Senator Van Wongard, who insists it won't affect peaceful protesters.
It's not about stamping down the freedom to have that ability to go talk. It's about eliminating the potential for somebody getting hurt.
The idea for the bill stems from the deadly Kenosha riots in 2020. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A winter weather advisory continues until 6 a.m. this morning. Snow likely overnight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows dip down to about 32. Easterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation 36. 23 tomorrow night. Cloudy. 4 to 8 inches of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
She was very specific recently, saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
I just love the oof. Oof. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oof. Oof talk. All right. Hey, you know how everything comes magically full circle, Travis,
sure.
As you mentioned. So Kash Patel, the right-wing Trump lunatic, was behind the funding of the fake whistleblowers.
We can literally say, is that who you are? What you do?
Did you know that he's also behind this new, which we thought was a joke, Trump and January 6 prisoners new song? He's also behind the funding.
He produced this?
Yeah.
He produced this hit?
Yes, this hit. Song here that's they're actually in prison. This is from prison.
You're doing this to our guest.
I know. Oh my god.
It's a better original term.
Wait for it.
Here it comes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
This is available on Apple Music.
Okay. I can't.
God bless the United
That's
States.
That's available on Apple Music right now.
And Kash Patel was there, Phil Spector?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, probably in every way. Okay, only one man can save us now.
With Fugelsang. With John Fugelsang.
Oh, hi, John. Hi, personal comedy Jesus. Hi.
Thank you so much for playing my racist uncle's new porn song. Thank you. By the way, the song is called And Justice for All, which I think means they're saying Trump should be there in jail with them. That's my takeaway from the
yes,
title.
Yes, that's a good. I like that spin.
You know what? Maybe there's a future where he can do the live. They can do a live duet together.
Yes, he'll be there with
every
them
every night at midnight.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Trump's not going to be in Gen Pop, Travis. Let me tell you, that's not where rich guys go. But it is nice to know that Donald Trump, before leaving office, could have pardoned all of these terrorists, but instead chose to pardon Steve Bannon, who had been ripping them off with his Build the Wall fund. So you know what? Sucker's going to suck. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
You know, can I just say that's why we don't even know who he was till 2 days ago. What's his name? Alex Murda.
Uh-huh.
Going to jail for any. We'll take any rich white guy going to prison at this point. Because there's Steve Bannon this week, right? Going, I'm not going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, you know, you can excuse a rich white guy for thinking that's true. That he will, you know, after Trump pardoned him and then he committed a bunch more crimes, that he'll still get away with it, right?
That's the only way that Donald Trump will ever support Ron DeSantis, is if he's terrified of going to prison and needs someone to pardon him. Yeah, because generally, rich white guys don't go. You got to be like Alex Murda and try really, really hard.
And by the way, every time I say Steve Bannon, I think of your jokes, that he looks like an alcoholic thumb and like gout.
Yeah, he looks like a police sketch artist rendition of the gonorrhea virus. You know, it's just we worry about it. He looks like that uncle who keeps asking you to sit on his lap, but you're 15. He doesn't look good. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
He looks like he ate 40 pounds of cheese and it's coming out of the pores in his face. I only say this because we worry.
Yes.
He looks like he was up till 7 a.m. watching porn and his alarm was set for 7:15. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't look well. We care about that.
Of course. So have you read the Jim Jordan whistleblower stories yet in the New York Times or the Rolling Stone? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
when
God.
I think whistleblowers, I think Jim Jordan. So, of course.
Yes, exactly. I mean, this is beyond the clown show that I think we thought these Republican committees were going to be. Aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, wow, what if you had all the dumbest, most evil, racist people who don't know how apostrophes work from the comments section and ran. Remember in the 90s when you'd watch C-SPAN and these slobbering goobers would call up Brian Lamb and make him just stare awkwardly at the camera while they mouthed their conspiracy theories? They're the ones running now. They're the ones in the government now. And Joe Biden seems to have realized that using them as objects of ridicule helps with your fundraising and helps get out the vote. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think long term, I'd rather have her there, this fascist imbecile, than have someone who's effective at their job.
Yeah.
Than have someone who's going to vote the same exact way, but not raise money for Democrats.
You said the same thing the president just said basically on Twitter. You said, I want to point out to Marjorie Taylor Greene, this poor woman's sons were actually killed in 2020 when someone who isn't Biden was POTUS. But instead of focusing on MTG's lies, hypocrisy, and exploitation for crass political points, I just point out she doesn't know how apostrophes work. It always seems to go with the territory, doesn't it?
Always. I mean, you can follow Donald Trump or you can understand apostrophes. Those two things don't exist. By the way, and that tweet, Marge, it's one sentence with three apostrophe errors in one sentence. Someone explain plurals to her. I know she's single now, so it might be confusing.
Oh.
You know, Glenn Kirshner had a great tweet about just, you know, whatever happened to kindness. And you said, and then one day Tucker Carlson renounced hate and preached our commonalities outweigh differences, that there is a God, he wants us to love each other, and we'll only survive if we learn to work together, and his audience never watched his show ever again, the end.
Right.
I hate to say it. Right. I mean, this one whistleblower, I'm sorry, it's just stuck in my head that it's everything evil. It's misinformation and hatred that Lauren Boebert falsely tweeted Joe Biden has cancer. And this FBI whistleblower that Jim Jordan used just said, go cancer, go faster. I mean, I don't even know. Is this politics? Just what kind of humans are these?
This is, you know, I don't blame Trump for this. I think Gingrich really began all of this in 94. I think that this is just a succession of just the degradation of the party of Lincoln. I always say they're not even the party of Quayle anymore. And the saddest thing about it is this is America, where if you actually act like Christ, you'll get crucified by people who call themselves Christians. They're allergic to everything they claim to believe in. They hate America. They hate Americans. Oh, my God, they hate other Americans so badly. The more American flags your Twitter profile has, the more you can't stand people in America.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We can't hate them back because Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, they all prove hate makes you stupid.
Could you take your organ out for me? Chris, personal comedy Jesus has tweeted, if Jesus had an AK-47, he could have mowed down the Romans, never been crucified, never had a religion name for him, and none of us would have to know who Pat Robertson is. It is a thought, John Finkelstein.
Yeah.
Also, you said heaven is a coffee house with enough sockets for every laptop. That may very well be true.
Thank you. By the way, if anyone's interested, I'm selling a lot of used Dilbert books. If anybody can help me out there. I just want to say, as someone who has tussled with Scott Adams and debated with the man many times throughout the years on social media, I'm thrilled that this week was the first time Dilbert ever made me giggle. It finally happened.
It was finally funny.
Finally have chuckled because of Dilbert, and it took a long time getting it.
Yeah, you said throwback to that time Dilbert creator Scott Adams tried to convince me that people marching in Charlottesville to preserve the statues of white supremacists for historical reasons were in no way racist, and many unarmed black citizens wanted the statues to remain, too.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
He tried to make an argument to me. I mean, and the new racism is the denial of racism, and I'm so tired of it. But, like, when they say Donald Trump, he condemned the white supremacists. Everybody who was marching in Charlottesville was marching for white supremacy.
Yeah.
If you are marching to defend the Confederacy, you are supporting white supremacy by definition, according to the dictionary. And we can deal with our right-wing loved ones and friends by just asking the right questions. On the show the other night, Steph, on Progress, when we're on at what the hell o'clock, I had one patriot call up and say, oh, you know, the Democrats with your Ku Klux Klan and the Democrats with the segregation. And I'm just like, boy, you must really hate those racist Democrats, huh? And he goes, yeah, I do, because the Democrats are Lincoln freed the slaves. Republicans freed the slaves. I didn't get angry. I just said, so you must really hate those racist white supremacist Democrat Confederates, right? Yeah, I do. You must hate their symbols. You must hate their flag. You must hate statues honoring them. Let me hear you condemn the Confederacy. Well, it wasn't just about slavery. It was all stupid. And they can't do it. Ask them where Obama was born. Ask them to condemn actual white supremacy. Yeah. You don't need to get angry. Just humiliate them in front of an audience and stop and smell the train wreck.
Yeah. Which right winger was it, Travis, this week that said black people should actually thank the statues, should walk by and thank the
Confederacy? That was Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Ah, yeah. Thank the statues because, you know, something.
Thank them.
The statues that were erected in the 40s?
Yes, yeah. Right.
Okay.
Right.
But I mean, they think that black children should be made to walk past statues celebrating men who took up arms against America to guarantee that they'd be the property of a white man. Germany does not do this. There are no Nazi statues to honor heritage. They don't think that not flying the swastika erases our history.
Yeah.
This is how racism is flourishing in our country right now. And the forefront of it is the abuse of the word woke. I mean, let these people keep on smearing the concept of not being racist. It's going to look real good in 10 years.
Yeah. You know, we always hurt the ones we love the most, which is why I saved the Trump sound bites for you, because you do my favorite Trump impression, which is Marlon Brando with a head cold on Adderall with what else?
Yeah, it's amphetamines with mucus on Marlon Brando. That's my Trump.
I just want to point out that this is not parody. These are actual things he said.
Also, I would like this all to pop quiz. Do any of you think he has any idea or has read anything that Marxism? Does he know anything what that is?
No, God, no. He doesn't read.
No. Okay. He can't name the four Marx brothers.
Joe Biden recently signed a very sinister executive order mandating that almost every federal department and agency establish a Marxist equity. This is something new. Enforcement squad to implement a woke takeover of the entire federal government. Every institution in America is under attack from this Marxist concept of equity.
So I just love that he has no idea who Marx is. No. He's never read Marx. He has no idea. It's just words he's heard in the right wing, whatever, right?
But they called MLK a communist as well. Anytime you oppose racism, racists will call you a Marxist.
Oh, no, he's calling us racist and Marxist because something.
With his inaction, Biden is weaponizing every tool of government power to push this racism and this communism and Marxism, or whatever you want to call it. When FEMA, the EPA, and the FAA, and IRS are corrupted and tasked with enforcing equity, freedom and equality under the law are absolutely dead. I will revoke this executive order on my first day back in office.
Okay. Don't you wish someone would ask him just what's your favorite thing that, you know, when they asked him what's his favorite thing in the Bible? What's your favorite thing that Marx wrote?
They did ask him.
I love both of them, both Corinthians. I love both Marx brothers. What?
I mean, this corrosive glop of spray tan creamsicle colored goo just said that equity is a threat to equality. He doesn't even read these things before Stephen Miller puts the card in his hand.
Okay,
big finish.
Okay, wait, is this reparations for white people? Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
I will also urge Congress to create a restitution fund for Americans who have been unjustly discriminated against by these equity policies.
Oh.
And I will restore merit-based federal civil service. I will get this extremism out of the White House, out of the military, out of the Justice Department, and out of our government.
Oh, golly.
We don't want it in our country.
Okay.
The United States of America will be strong.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You taught history about my grandpa. Pay me. That's it. That's the Ron DeSantis argument. These guys don't realize that this kind of race baiting didn't work in 2020 and it didn't work in 2022. Ron DeSantis may have already blown it by going way too racist in 22.
Yeah.
And it's only 23. I mean, they are marginalizing the party. And thanks to repealing Roe v. Wade, they are guaranteeing that young people will turn out and non-white, non-douchebags will turn out. Keep this up. Let him and Ron DeSantis. they're a chorus. They both make the same exact points. They both hate each other. And they both seem to not realize that they've already painted themselves into too racist a corner to reach those moderates who find this icky.
Yeah. By the way, in this week's fascism news, did you see that Ron DeSantis is making bloggers register with the state if they write anything negative about him? And also, what was the other? They made sure that security guards kicked Trump supporters out of his book signing.
Mm-hmm.
Zeke Holly.
No. Confident man. Yeah. Confident man. That's some big D energy right there. Am I right?
Tiny D energy. Okay. They could have a penis pummeling, a tiny mushroom penis pummeling contest.
At CPAC.
Of a debate.
They're not going to CPAC, so he won't get any.
Okay. They're part of the camp that's not going to CPAC.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Well, okay.
Oh, too bad.
John, I love you. Listen to John on Sirius XM. Team Progress, the best team in the world.
Love you guys. And hey, shout out to the governor of Tennessee for banning drag. And then, of course, it turns out he had a little something special tucked away. It was his yearbook picture. So thank you, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Love you, John.
Thanks,
bye.
John.
49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Angie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think every time I have a house problem. I got a lot of house problems, right? I got 99 house problems in a week.
It's an old house. Things are going to fall apart.
Yeah. It's here at Gray Gardens. Angie's List is now Angie. My home for everything home. 20-plus years of that, of home experience. You don't have menus anymore in your drawers. I don't have little scraps of paper anymore with random, repair people, and then you're trying to remember which one was which, and that guy, and this company's out of business, and yada, yada. And it's all in my phone.
Mm.
The personal home expert. They have served over 150 million consumers to date. They provide digital tools, innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get anything you need for your home done right. If you're selling, if you got repairs, you got to get everything priced up front, and clearly you know the cost before you buy. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This is Too Weird, Man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now, there are vaccines. And they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most. Like spreading the word without spreading concern. Girls tripping instead of solo sipping. brunching instead of late night munching, and talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit getvaccineanswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by my sultry vacation voice. I'm going to be going on a little romantic trip, taking my cozy hot pajama. Okay, I'm.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm
you
back
sound
now.
Like you're about
you know what it is? That's my husky missing my cozy earth sheets. Because you know what? It doesn't matter where you stay. You never if they don't have cozy earth, you're just going to be like these are like sandpaper.
Yeah, you two will just have to stay up all night doing something else.
They're soft. They're luxurious. They're responsibly sourced. They're made from the premium. Viscose from a highly sustainable bamboo. It is wrestled away from pandas worldwide. The premium.
You can bamboo. Hear the rabid panda in the background bamboo. Growling.
Yes, yes. I am sorry, pandas. Cozy Earth, there's plenty for you to eat and for us to have the softest pajamas and sheets in the world. Thank you. That's why Oprah said, yes, please, favorite things 5 years in a row. Loungewear, pajamas, premium waffle bath towels. You will love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry. Save 35% right now on Cozy Earth Bedding. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie. My dogs are, they wonder why you're taking so long. Go now. CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie for 35% off. 56 minutes after the hour. Oh, all right. Hello. Mommy's busy. Mommy talking now. Okay. Fridays with Frangela coming up. Hakeem Jeffries on the letter they just wrote to they formally have asked Rupert Murdoch to make sure Fox News stops disseminating the big lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the letter speaks for itself, and it relates specifically to the issue of the big lie, which apparently was well understood at the highest levels of Fox News. And I think Lita Schumer and myself simply expressed the position that since everyone seems to clearly understand that Joe Biden won the 2020 presidential election.
Yeah. Let's just, what happened?
We all understand.
Let's just say that. Okay, one more. Jeff.
Donald Trump perpetrated a big lie to the American people that has had dangerous consequences, including a rise in political violence and an insurrection as part of an effort to halt the peaceful transfer of power, that perhaps it's time for America to be able to move past that big lie, and an important step would be those who know it was a big lie to publicly repudiate it.
Thank you. And one last one, Senator Schumer.
They need to stop giving a platform to dangerous and entirely unfounded conspiracy theories that eat at the wellspring of our democracy. And they need to admit on the air that they were wrong to engage in such negligent and destructive behavior.
Thank you. Okay. 58 minutes after the hour, I have a WTF is going on in Michigan for Angela V. Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
Just, we save some Tim Scott.
As we do.
Because we love Frangela so very much. Next.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.